From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 39 people drowned as a boat full of migrants sank off the coast of Turkey Saturday. The boat was off the western coast of Turkey headed for the Greek island of Lesbos when it hit some rocks and capsized. About 75 people were rescued, the Turkish Coast Guard said in a statement that 9 victims were trapped inside the capsized craft as patrol boats picked up survivors and continued to search for other victims. A private Turkish news agency reported that at least 5 of those who died were children. Meanwhile, the Italian Coast Guard said that it rescued 31 migrants and refugees from 3 different rubber boats off the island of Kos on Saturday. Video released by the Coast Guard shows rescuers helping people climb onto their ship in the pitch darkness. A spokesman for Syria's main political opposition group says his team is ready to start negotiations with UN officials on a peace process for Syria. Speaking in Geneva, Salem al-Meslet said that his team is prepared to do anything to end Syria's civil war.
We are willing to do anything that really put an end to this war. We want to put an end to this ISIS, to terrorism in Syria. We want to put an end to what this dictatorship is doing. We want to see new Syria.
The negotiations started Friday. The main opposition group, the Higher Negotiating Committee, had originally said that it would boycott the talks. However, the group later changed its mind and said it would send representatives to Geneva. Representatives of Syrian Kurds fighting against the Assad government said that they were not invited to join the Geneva meetings and will not be part of the peace talks. This is VOA News. Terrorism and violent conflicts are overshadowing the Africa Union summit. Heads of state from the continent are gathering in Ethiopia for the 2-day meeting. Marta van der Wolf reports from the AU headquarters in Addis Ababa.
The theme of this year's summit, human rights, is overshadowed by discussions of terrorism and the situation in Burundi. But United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the issues of terrorism and human rights are closely linked.
Extremism flourishes when rights are violated, political space shrinks, and people are marginalized and excluded.
Kenya and Nigeria, each of which have faced numerous terrorist attacks, have both been elected for a 3-year term on the African Union Peace and Security Council. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Several Asian governments have issued advisories in an attempt to contain the Zika virus that is spreading rapidly in Latin America. Health authorities in several Asian countries have advised travelers, particularly pregnant women, to avoid trips to Central and South America. They have asked people coming or returning from those areas who display symptoms such as fever and rashes to immediately report to health centers. Doctors are also required to immediately report suspected cases. The mosquito-borne Zika virus could be linked to birth defects such as brain damage in newborns and could cause temporary paralysis. The presidential candidates had their focus on Iowa Saturday with less than 2 days until the Iowa caucuses, the first delegate-choosing event of the 2016 election. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton focused on gun control at a rally at Iowa State University. Former Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, herself gravely wounded 5 years ago by a lone gunman, joined Clinton at that rally. Meanwhile, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump held a rally in Dubuque, Iowa, where he took aim at both Mrs. Clinton and his Republican opponents. Florida Senator Marco Rubio and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush also held meetings, as did Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders. The Iowa caucuses are Monday. And be sure to tune to VOA for our coverage of the caucus. And Germany's Angelique Kerber beat world number one women's tennis player Serena Williams in 3 sets to take the Australian Open title on Saturday. Kerber upset the 6-time Aussie Open winner 6-4, 3-6, 6-4. Afterward, the German said she even surprised herself. Sunday's men's final has Britain's Andy Murray taking on Novak Djokovic of Serbia. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.